Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wassalam has already explained. So you can't go on inferring from one thing in a manner as to make the application unlimited for every situation. Every situation demands certain conditions, and those conditions have to be fulfilled before taking a certain measure. Now I'll explain about bribery. The Holy Quran has very clearly laid down that the bribery is forbidden. If you intend to misappropriate the public property for your sake, and for this reason if you give gifts to the rulers, this is forbidden. It is not forbidden to give gifts or part with your own money to save your money. They are two absolutely different things. The Holy Quran says, وَلَا تُذْلُوا إِلَى الْحُكَّامِ لِتَاكُلُوا أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Don't present things to your rulers with the purpose of misappropriating the public money. And the public money has been mentioned in a most beautiful way. It says, أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ يَا أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ. Is it أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ or أَمْوَالَكُمْ? It is your own money. When you eat public money, this is the property of the state, of the entire people. So why are you being dishonest to yourself? Because you have two aspects, one individual and one community. Even if you steal from the community, you will be destroying the peace of the entire community, and ultimately you are going to get the suffering, share the suffering of the people. So it says, do not misappropriate the public money, which is your own money. And for this sake, do not bribe your rulers, those people at the helm of affairs. Now that shows that if that is not the object, it is not at all forbidden to give gifts to people. And why it is not forbidden, that you has to be kept in mind. If you part with your money for reasons other than this, it is not bribery. So don't think bribery is permitted in some form. The definition of bribery is made so clear that in situations where it is not wrong for you to part with your money for the sake or to give gifts to the rulers, that situation is not called bribery by the Holy Quran. Only a malintention with the purpose of misappropriating the people's money. That is wrong. That is forbidden. Now, conceive of any other situation. If somebody is dishonest enough not to give you your right, and you give your money to him for taking your right alone, that is not at all dishonest on your part. That is dishonest on his part. So that bribery is, that is not bribery according to Islam, so it is permitted. But with one caution, I must say, the present system of bribery in the world is such that when you give something out of your money for the sake of obtaining your right, it is not entirely your right that you get. You get something over and above what you have paid. For example, if some contractor pays some government official 1,000 rupees for a certain job, what would happen? He would add, instead of 1,000, 2,000 rupees to the cost of the project. This is the common system. And the officer would close his eyes. And apart from that, he would also lower the standard of his work and save from whichever corner he can. With the result that, in fact, he would be giving bribery to the tune of 1,000, but he will be misappropriating the public money to the tune of many thousands. This is pure and simple bribery. It cannot be permitted. So, because Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that if you have to throw bone to a dog, there is nothing wrong. If you are afraid of injury from a dog, this is exactly how Muslim Islam has explained. It is the crime of the dog to bark at you or to bite you. It is not your crime to throw a bone to the dog to keep him quiet. So this is exactly how the Holy Quran has explained, and it is in fact in explanation of this verse that Hazrat Masih Maud has used that symbolic language.